Welcome to Audacity. I mean, this has been a long work of love in the making. I would actually say I would say I'm considering this my love letter to contemporary African art. I'm from Cape Town. My name is Joanne Strauss, and I've been in the world of media for quite a number of years. The world of art for me is something that's been part of my life, and perhaps inadvertently so, since I was very, very little. About 4 years ago, I was staying over at Element House and the Silo Hotel in Cape Town, which ordinarily would not have been possible. But lockdown in Cape Town did make things a bit more accessible. And on that note, I decided to make contemporary art more accessible to people who had not had a chance to delve into this world, which I think can nourish so many souls in different ways. I do believe that society has become so addicted to screens and so addicted to being connected online. I think to take a moment to stop and to pause and to consider art and to consider what artists are trying to say to us, I think it does enrich us in so many different ways. And for me, also now being the mother of four young children, I think about things very differently. I'm a little bit more cognizant of the fact that for us to develop as fully fledged human beings, the arts is something that needs to take up more space in our lives, in our souls, in our minds, and in our collective awareness. So, audacity, the name. It's art, audacity, audaciousness. I think art is sort of one of those realms of work or areas where people think that it's quite intimidating. I think if, like me, you didn't grow up in an area where it was sort of thought that studying art was something that could sustain you as an adult, you didn't really consider that it would be something where you could delve into deeply and be able to earn a living. And for me, I danced as a child. I did ballet for 12 years, and I really loved the idea of art in the form of dance. I really enjoyed learning from artists as I've been working in my work as a television presenter in terms of art, design, creatives. And a couple of years ago, I stood in front of a Georgina Gratrix painting at one of the Strauss & Co. auctions. And I remember standing there and I saw this painting, it's called Hässliche Frau, this particular painting, very different to Georgina Gratrix's usual, very colorful, almost happy works. I stood in front of this one particular painting and I was absolutely moved because I saw the beauty in the almost ugliness. And I realized how we don't really investigate these themes because we're constantly scrolling on our phones. We're constantly looking at things and just consuming media at such an alarming rate that we're not taking time to stop and to consider and have meaningful conversations. I think that's so important for us as people that we take time to think and to have deep conversations. So, Audacity. I started off on my 40th birthday and, in February 2021. And my husband and I went on our first art tour at Element House with Talita, an amazing curator. And then from there, I had hosted an event in Switzerland. And it was a launch with Jeff Koons and some art cars he had done, or some amazing cars, collectibles that he'd done with BMW. And there I met Mark Spiegler from Art Basel, who was then heading up Art Basel. And I said, I'm going to be audacious. And I said, I'm actually going to come and attend my first Basel Art Fair. I attended, and I remember there being in this absolute realm of possibility. I mean, a lot of money, of course, but it was really, really interesting to see all of these incredible artworks. But I also realized how there was such a huge space for contemporary African art. And yes, it's still such a small part of the global art market. But for me, as a South African, I'm doing Audacity as a love letter to South Africa, to art, to the artists who help us share our stories. I think that's so important. So, yes, I went to Art Basel. I've subsequently been to three Art Basels. I also went to my first Venice Biennale, which was incredible last year. I've been working a lot with ZeitsMoCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art Africa, and incredible people, luminaries in the art world. I've been fortunate to learn from members of the Global Council, and then in particular, Koyo Kwo. I don't think there are any words to describe how much of an impact she's made on contemporary African art and our visibility. So for me to be able to travel to Accra, Ghana with her and the Global Council and team from Zeitz, that was such an enriching experience. I've been spending a lot of time, I suppose you could say a lot of money as well, but I've been spending a lot of time traveling and trying to understand where my place is in the world of art and how I can contribute. I think the concept of patronage has also changed in the art world over the last couple of years. Patronage doesn't necessarily only have to be money. It could be support when you have platforms with some numbers of followers. I think you could use that to help other people to understand concepts that perhaps you're grappling with. And I do believe that the more you try to learn and teach, the more you become a student yourself. And that's been amazing for me with Audacity, is that it's helped me to unpack and to learn. And I hope to take you as my audience with me as I go on this journey and delve as deeply as I can into the world of art, and in particular, contemporary African art, and how that can make us collectively a better people.